We was raised Baptist.
Yes.
Not Baptist, Christian. Christian church. Because my daddy helped build that Christian church in Alexandria. And he married a Catholic and he joined the Catholic Church. And he mentions that often. I don't know why he thinks that he's not getting the right communication from the Bible or what. But he says, I never did have that kind of feeling as long as I've been going to Catholic Church. Well, all the Catholic do is read the sermon. They don't get up and preach, explain the Bible. They just read it from their little books. Same thing over and over and over and over. Just like a broke record. Well, I can't get nothing out of that.
Yes.
You go to Catholic Church?
Yes, sir. I'm Methodist.
Well, I go to the Catholic Church. There ain't no difference to me which one I go to. Now, the Catholics in this country claim if you are not married by a priest, you're not married. You're living in your adultery. And if you marry by a preacher of any kind, you can go and have your wedding blessed by a priest. That's okay.
Now, what are you talking about buildings on the farm? Did you have a place where you store grain or of any sort in the?
Well, not even store. That was the barn out there. I put my corn and hay in.
Yeah. Did you have any grains you put? You
know? No, we never did food with grain here. Such as sorghum and high gear, Milo maize and stuff like that. We never did food with that.
Yeah.
If we did plant, we made hay out of it.
Now. Sir, when you tell me after you cut the hay, what'd you do with it after you cut it?
Well, it's out there till it dries, kill, rake it up, and bale it.
Rake it up into what?
Into windrows.
Windrows?
Then the baler goes down and picks up that hay.
Well, you didn't used to have a baler, did you? Did you always have a baler?
No, we shocked it. Put a pole in the ground and put the hay around it. Tromped it down. The cows go around it and eat. And as it eat, that hay would come down the pole, you see.
I'd rather
pull my hay than bale it. Because I don't have to go out there and pack them bales out to them cows.
Really?
And go out there and get it to sell.
You just shocked it and let the cows eat it?
Yeah.
That's it. What was the shape of the pile?
It was an oval shape.
I said, did you have a cart or something you could bring the hay in with or something like that?
You have to. Of course, when you baled it, you had to haul it in.
Yes.
But they're making round bales now.
I've seen those.
And they just leave them out in the field.
Yeah.
Great big thing, maybe 4 or 5 feet. Now, I went to Toledo Bend Dam week before last, and up there above Alexandria, that's the only way they do hay, no? They just roll it up. I don't know how they tie it. I never seen one done.
Yes, sir.
And they just haul it out to the pasture and just let it stay there.
Toledo Bend, that's way over there in
Sabine River.
Yeah.
West of you.
Yeah.